Hi, I've spent the last month trying to make something decent for Raphael's zine, and it's not working. So instead, I'm just going to make up a lie off the top of my head and say it, and that's going to be the best that you're going to get. So sit down and enjoy yourselves. Thank you.
The last thing I remember was deer hunting with Dick Cheney. There we were, having a good time. I heard a bang behind me, and I turned to look, and blackness.
I don't know how long it was later, but when I came to, I was stretched out on a cold linoleum floor. I was wearing a turtleneck sweater and corduroy pants, the kind of clothes I don't think I would have ever worn, but I don't know, because I had no memory. Around me were cubicles, desks, office computers, that types of thing. I looked around my clothing and I found a name tag. It said I was number 4218 and that my name was Chad. I walked around trying to find a locked door to escape the office, but all of them were either locked or led to some type of fire escape door that just went to another seemingly similar office. I started to panic. I heard a door open behind me. Other people, similarly clad, dull, businessy clothes came in. They said, "Oh, Chad, good to see you. You must have really tied one on last night. And oh, Chad, spent another night in the office?" I was terrified. But I went along with it, not wanting to create any turmoil before I knew the game. Sometime later, a kind of older manager-y looking guy, his tag said Phelps, came by and said to me, "Oh, Chad, good to see you. Let me rebrief you on what it is you do here," which I found to be strange. But I went along because I didn't want to make any trouble. In fact, I had a distinct feeling that making trouble would be the worst idea I'd ever had. Anyway, basically I would just be sent memo sheets with people's names and a number next to them, and then I would type up a form letter saying that each person had a name on a list and that there was a number next to it. It was really dull, but I took to it pretty well, and there were no big problems. I started scratching at the back of my head at the end of the second day. There was a nodule, a bump. I asked around. Asked Tony, number 4518, over in the coffee room to take a look. And he was absolutely adamant that I should never ever investigate the horny nodule on the back of my head. I took this advice, and I had a strong, almost nauseating feeling that he was right. Well, this went on for about 6 days. I actually had some type of cot in the break room that everyone used to joke about me sleeping in. Excuse me, I have to get a drink of water. While working at the photocopier in order to make some copies of the letters I was sending out, supposed to always have two copies of each letter, I bumped my head into a shelf holding a potted plant above the copy machine. I hit myself right in the nodule and burst, and my eyes opened with a sudden apprehensive horror. I've never worked in this office in my life. Dramatic pause. So, I promptly went to the supervisor of personnel management, Derek, number 4518, and I demanded my release from services. At which point, I was told that I'd never worked here before, and I should get out and stop making so much trouble around the place. I left, shambled and confused, escorted by a security guard. I grabbed the nearest taxi, came here, and I've recorded this for you people. I know there's really no resolution to the story, and it really didn't go anywhere, but I'm just kind of made it up right now, so I don't know, I feel like you should be happy with what you've got.
Alright, look, I'll be the first one to admit that whole story ending like that was kind of a ripoff, so hey, I tell you what, here's this little the song I made with a guitar. It's kind of, yeah, you know, it'll trip you out. All right.